So, here at The Takeaway, the recession is affecting all aspects of life, particularly for people in their 20s and 30s. And joining us now is, of course, Beth Koebleiner, personal finance expert and author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s, to talk about what a lot of people in their 20s and 30s are thinking about, getting married, and how do you cut back on weddings? I mean, downsizing weddings, that's something, you know, hippies used to do in the 70s. I remember that, okay? But these days, it could be grounds for divorce. Beth, first of all, how challenging is even coming to the idea of downsizing, particularly considering what we've been through in the last 10, 15 years?
You know, for decades, the bridal industry has encouraged people to spend huge amounts of money for one day. And I think what we're seeing creeping into this whole industry is something called rationality. You know, the average wedding costs right now $22,000. $22,000 for one day.
That's
you can make
average.
A down payment on a home.
Exactly.
Whereas, you know, and it peaked in 2007, it was $28,000. So we're seeing that prices are coming down. People are spending less. And I think, you know, green is the new frugal. People are having green weddings. People are cutting back in all kinds of creative ways. And I think it's incredibly healthy.
What does a green wedding dress symbolize?
It doesn't. Well, it's not actually green.
Oh, okay.
Green.
Thank you. Great.
It's
well,
not actually green.
Let's talk to some people who've actually done this, because I think in many ways, going from 28,000 to 23,000 is incrementally significant, but really people need permission to get way down there. And here, Lainey Doss from South Beach, Florida, where you would expect weddings to go absolutely through the roof, had this success.
It was under $5,000 for 60 people. The whole shebang, everything. And because I kind of had a vision, and the last thing that I wanted was some cookie-cutter wedding, you know, with the normal party favors, you know, the cheesy wedding band. I sort of did everything myself.
How do you accomplish that without having it look like you did everything yourself that
right.
morning?
Well, first of all, get rid of the party favors. Where did party favors come from weddings? That's sort of a weird tradition. And these things sort of build on and build on. And, you know, I remember I got married in 1993, June. And in January, I went to some bridal shop and they said, oh, when are you getting married? And I said, June. And they said, oh, 94, 1995. I said, no, this June. They put so much pressure on people to feel like unless you're planning years in advance and you put huge amounts of cost into this kind of thing, then you're going to, you know, have this awful wedding and probably a horrible marriage. So really what people are doing is scaling back, spending. I've spoken to people who spent $1,000 on a wedding, $2,000 on a wedding. They're cutting back on the number of people, family-only weddings. There's a real trend toward, you know, just saying no to big weddings.
Now, what does that mean in terms of the sacrifice? Are you sacrificing the space, pretty much, if you're going down to four digits, low four digits, or is it a guest list?
Well, it's both. People are not going to the big fancy hotels. You know, I spoke to one fancy wedding planner in New York who said, you know, even though things have been cutting back, you still have to wait a year in advance in order to get into the fancy hotels, the Pierre, the Waldorf Astoria. I actually called those hotels feigning to be getting married in a few months, and most of them had openings Saturday
really?
Nights. So there's not as much rush. You could calm down.
You can make a deal.
You could make a deal. Negotiate on everything. If a photographer, you love a photographer, say, could you come without your assistant? Could you only take pictures for 3 hours rather than 5 hours? Instead of AV systems, people are using their iPods. Everybody's cutting back in dramatic ways, not doing paper. There's this whole paperless online invitations now, which are really getting trendy.
Well, Lisa Tornello, also someone who you spoke with, accomplished, again, a wedding for a number of people for under, you know, $28,000. In fact, well under $10,000.
We spent less than $5,000. I think when I was in my 20s, I totally obsessed over my wedding. And when I got to be in my 30s, and I was eventually married at 34, I really thought about what my marriage was. And I was mature enough to take a step back and to think about, you know, what really mattered.
And with that maturity, here's what really mattered.
I love to dance, and we didn't hire a DJ. If we were to do it again, which that'll never be, I would hire a DJ.
So you don't need a band.
You don't need a band.
But you do need a DJ.
You need a DJ, or you need, you know, an iPod. A lot of people are saying they're just doing their own music. And one little tip that I've heard from many people is don't go in there and say bridal, whether you're shopping for shoes or even for a place, because as soon as you say bridal, dollar signs light up in the vendor's eyes. You want to, you know, one Mormon said, and there's a huge world online of, you know, eBay brides. Everybody talking about, I got my dress for $30, $20. I got it at Target. You know, there's a lot out there. But if you say bridal, a pair of shoes, bridal shoes will cost $250, where a plain old pair of shoes that are pretty much the same thing, $50.
So the lesson, and this conversation continues online on our website, the lesson is project or negotiate on everything. That's
absolutely
number one. And number two, project the value and significance of your wedding in your personal emotional choices, not in the shoes and the party favors. Right?
Absolutely. You know, there are even places you can buy donated gowns now. They take the money you pay for it and give it to charity.
Wow.
That's more in the spirit of, I think, what we're seeing.
Great advice. Beth Koblinder, personal finance expert, author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s, Downsizing Weddings. The conversation continues at thetakeaway.org. And Mark Garrison is here with the headlines.
Hey, John. At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.